What I'm hearing you say is a pastor has to learn how to make a strong connection with the world that his or her people live in.
Yeah, otherwise you're in la-la land.
Can you give me, you've talked about visiting your parishioners at work. Are there some other suggestions you could give the pastor how he or she can connect with the people in his or her congregation?
I would, when I would come up with my subject response, how to, we haven't gotten to question four yet, but these are early on in sermon preparation process, I would often dialogue with the people. I'd just call them on the phone. And, you know, they don't resent that. I never had a person say, you know, are you calling me again? Don't you know how to do your own sermons? They would always be very warm and responsive. So I say, this is the sermon I'm preaching. This is the response I'm calling for. This is the how-to. Does that work for you? And most of the time they'd say, I don't think I would do that. And I would say, why? And then they'd tell me why. And I say, well, let's back it up some. What would you do? And that was very helpful to me. Another thing that I did regularly was I had brainstorm sessions with people. So I would invite, you know, 10, 12 people to come to the house on a Thursday night or whatever the off night was and say, this is where I'm going to be preaching 2 or 3 weeks from now. And I was always working ahead. We'll talk about that in another session, getting yourself ahead because you're such an advantage to work ahead as far as last minute. But I'd say, this is what I'm preaching on. Now, tell me, does the subject work for you? Do you see what the scriptures are saying? Do you know how to do that? And we would brainstorm those times. And I got more ideas from them. I mean, after a while, I quit reading all the books and commentaries because I found they were on a level far different than what the commentaries were in or where I was, but they helped me immensely. And I also have found, Dean, am I talking too much or shall I keep going?
Oh, this is excellent. These sound like great ideas.
I found that most ministers don't know how to have brainstorm sessions and get good feedback from their people. And part of that is because when they get the people together, they can't tell them, this is the subject, this is the response, and this is the how to. Well, if you start out with that and then are willing to change, that makes for a very clear discussion. If you come together and say, I'm not sure what to preach about, you have any suggestions, you know, that goes everywhere. And it's just a very frustrating night. But if you can control the night by saying, this is the text, here's the subject, here's the response, here's, they're very helpful. And I was doing a thing for the Lilly Foundation about 6 months ago, and I was encouraging the pastors to do what I'm saying right now, and they could not understand. So I said, okay, next time we meet, each one of you bring one parishioner. And so they did, and they all came, and there were like seven churches. So I had seven parishioners, and I said, you know, I'm going to preach a sermon before very long. I remember I was preaching at a Chinese church in Chicago, and I said, there are a lot of younger people there because the older congregation, they speak Mandarin, and I'm speaking to the younger congregation, they're English speaking. And so I got a lot of junior high and high school age people there along with the young adults. And I asked my junior high grandchildren, you know, what's a good subject? So they said a good subject is gossip. So I thought, well, I'll try it. And But I don't know how to talk about gossip that much because I don't do it. I'm pretty careful in that area. So I got all these people together, and here are the pastors sitting on the outside ring, and we're in a circle, eight of us in a circle. And I said, this is the subject I'm speaking on. This is the thing that I don't want people to do and what I do want them to do. And here's the thing I'm suggesting by way of response. What ideas do you have? Bingo, that thing just took off. And they talked and talked. In fact, pretty soon one of the pastors outside the ring lifted his hand and said, could I say something? I said, no, you're outside the circle. I'm showing you how to do it with your parishioner. And I had all kinds of illustrations and things that people gave me. In fact, there's a film that Meryl Streep is in. I can't think of the film. It's called Doubt. And the minister says in there, he says, as penance for one of the parishioners, he said, I want you to take a feather pillow and go up to the top of your apartment, and then I want you to empty out the feather pillow and let those feathers go everywhere. And then 3 days later, I want you to go and pick up all the feathers and put them back in the pillow. And the lady said, it's impossible. I'll never find them. I said, okay, that's what gossip's going to do. Well, that came out of that film. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays the priest. It's called Doubt. It's a good film. I never would have seen the film, but this one person said that illustration is in there. So I went to see the film just to get that illustration, which was wonderful. But that came out of that brainstorm group and all kinds of suggestions, and I altered my sermon. And when it was all done, the minister said to me, that was really amazing what happened. And I said, did you notice I didn't talk nearly as much as any of the people in the circle? Because once I gave a subject response and how to, at that point, it was, you know, they were energized, and they talked. And most of what they said I can use. Now, they'll never know whether I could because I wasn't preaching at their church. I was preaching it back in Chicago. But it took all kinds of preparation time that normally I would have spent. I didn't have to worry about because those people helped me. And they had a blast. And those pastors, in fact, several of them came up to me after and said, you know, I think I can do that. But I never could have imagined myself doing it until I saw it done. So I find, again, that contact with people helps immensely with coming up with the how-tos and knowing whether it's going to work. So I know before I get up to preach, that sermon's going to work.
So to answer the question if ministers are actually willing to do this depends on whether they've had it modeled for them. And maybe by the description you've just given, they've heard through their ear gate, as we say, a model of how this can work and work effectively. But what if the minister can't come up with a good how-to?
Well, again, I'd say that's if you can't. Well, first of all, if you can't come up with a good how-to, don't do it. I mean, your sermon's not ready. Because if the people know, again, what the subject is and what they're supposed to do, but you can't give them some kind of how-to, then you're just laying on guilt again. So put it on the shelf and give it time until you come up with a good how-to. This is so different than what most ministers are into. They think if I got the subject nailed and I got the response nailed, and sometimes they don't even do that, then the problem's done. It's not. No, the how-to is the hugely important part. Because basically you're saying, I don't think you're going to do what I say unless I give you some handles, and I'm going to give you the handles. Then you, at that point, your congregation, I mean, they're saying he's done all the work, and now I know that my life will change if I do that. Now it's a question of whether I'm willing to do it or not. Well, that's really, you have brought them to a very clear point of decision, which is what Jesus does, incidentally, in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, okay, now I've given you all this. If you do what I say, or if you obey, you will be like the house that is built on the rock, and when the storms come, it doesn't wash out. But if you heard it all, but you don't do it, you don't obey what I say, then the storms of life are going to come, and you're going to be a wreck. I mean, the house is going to fall down. So Jesus is very clear in all this. He knows this. So they know exactly what he wants, and when he's done, they're brought to the point of decision, am I going to be obedient or not? And that's basically what's happened with a sermon where you say, are you going to do it or not?
What about the minister who comes up with a really great how-to, but in the long run finds out nobody did it?
Welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world. People are very difficult to get to change. In fact, it may be that after a while you get kind of irritating to people because after a while they don't want to hear that you're not living the Christ life the way you should. If you present it in a loving way, in a gracious way, in an encouraging way, a good fatherly way, people will respond, but a minority of people. Most people don't want to change that much, and especially in this world. So if you're talking about money and what Jesus said about money, most people don't want to hear it. They like being in control of their money or their time or their talents, whatever. So, you know, this is a strange culture. This is not necessarily a Christian culture. It's an anti-Christian culture in many ways. And if you say to people, one of the ways you're going to become a master handler of the word is you're going to have to control your television viewing. Well, I liked master handler of the world until you said control television viewing. Then they don't like that. Then you have to say, it's your choice. You can decide what you want. But I don't think there's anybody who, over a period of years, has learned to revere God's word in a very wonderful way who doesn't spend time at it. So you have to figure out how you're going to spend the time. And if you can figure out a way to do it, other than what I'm saying, that's fine. Do it as you want. But again, if you think that I can become a master handler of the world by turning around three times and making a wish, that's not going to happen. You know, this is just facts of life, and I'm being helpful as your leader.
Yeah, and the responsibility of the pastor is to follow after Christ in his own or her own life and then present to the people in the most effective way possible. The decision is still up to them and the way that the Holy Spirit motivates them or nudges them.
Right.
But at least as a pastor, you've been faithful to make sure that what you're communicating is effective as possible.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
Well, I still haven't got that fourth question. So I think we'll talk about that next time, okay?
Very good. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Join us next time, won't you, on the podcast from sermoncoach.com. You'll find lots of resources there. We invite you to visit sermon-coach.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.